Simon Hey Sife Avishusa Yochid Rishusa Yochid Ad Lorokia, an area which is Rishusa Yochid, no matter how you go above the Mechitas, into the area within the Mechitas, there's Rishusa Yochid. So if you have a pole that is very high, that's taller than the Mechitas, since it's in the area enclosed by the Mechitas, if something fell on that pole, it will be also chayiv if you took from Rishusa Ram to that area. Sivo, a filu kli, going teva, migdol, or taveres, even a kli, which has the dimensions of 4 by 4 by 10, tvochim tall, the size of which was a yochid, some type of box, or chest, or beehive, and yeshbo, ila rabbe abba alava, or gavaya asara, avi, which was a yochid. If you could inscribe into that box, that chest, 4 by 4 by the height of 10 tvochim, then it's just a yochid. So if it's round, you don't make a cheshbon how many square tefachim it has, but you it's considered just yochid only if you can inscribe a 4 by 4 square in the circle. Once it has that dimension, it's considered yochid within the kli and also on top of the kli. If you bring that, what if it happens the kli is 8 tefachim tall? So generally we say if it's 4 by 4 and less than 10 tefachim tall, it's a karmel, it's a rabbanon to put on it from shus yochid or from shus rabbin. That he says, we pass him this ain karmelis the kelim. Same as Rishus Arabim, you can put something from the Rishus Arabim onto this area, which is 4 by 4 and less by 10, less than 10 tefachim tall. But it says the Mishnah Berurah, if it happens to be standing in the karmelis, then it has the status of karmel. Just like if it's standing, Rishus Arabim has the status of. If the kli is connected to the ground, cemented to the ground, nailed into the ground, then it's already considered like a structure, and there is a karmel. Siv Zayin Eid Rishus Arabim. Now we're going to a third type of Rishus, Rishus Arabim. Condition number one is it has to be 16 amas wide. So condition number two, it doesn't have a roof on top of it. It's not surrounded by the wall. Even if there is a wall, even if there's a wall around the area, but the Maisa, this street goes straight through one side, comes out the other side, so it's at the entrance, one opposite the other. Then, in such a case, it's Rishus Rabbin. If the doors are closed at night, then it's not considered Rishus Rabbin. We'll see later on, this business of the doors being locked at night, as a machleg, is whether it's only stopping Rishus Rabbin if you actually lock the doors at night, or even if you have doors that could potentially be locked at night.